Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our offensive line, we don't have a lot of people missing there. Pouncey's unavailable to us. That's a significant loss. But, you know, for the most part, we've had pretty good availability in our offensive line, and even during times we haven't, we've got solid veteran backups who bring in experience even when called upon. If BJ Finney is our center in this football game, we won't be worried about his ability to articulate the necessary things associated with the position and his ability to do the job. We've called on BJ time and time again over the years, and so completely comfortable there.
Brought to you by Goodrich and Geis. Get the good guys, Goodrich and Geis, Pittsburgh's personal injury attorneys. At law, we've got Arthur Motes in, no Chris Muller today, so he's moved himself over into the Chris Muller chair, which I love here.
It is very comfy, by the way. I feel so important.
The Muller chair. Oh, that's because he negotiated that into his contract, the nicer chair. I'm serious. His last deal. Tomlin was asked, the first question today, you heard the answer. I don't know who asked. It might have been Dave Klingler. Or whatever his name is.
Jacob Klingler. Come
on, man.
I can't
get the guy's name right.
Put respect on Jacob's name, man.
He was asked, with all the injuries, what is the strength of your offense right now? And Tomlin goes and says O-line, and even makes the point that if Pouncey is out, we don't think the suspension is going to be reduced to nothing. It's still the strength, even with Finney in there. And here's another thing about Tomlin today, Arthur, that I'm just a little bit perplexed and confused by. He will oftentimes, when he goes back and he reviews the previous game, he will be critical of certain aspects of the game, things that need to get better. I mean, that is just a softball lob toss there for him to say, the offensive line should be the strength of the team right now, but it's not playing like it. And I don't know why it's... That should be something... I understand Ben's a sacred cow because he's going to the Hall of Fame and like... Tomlin might feel awkward if Ben has a four interception game ripping him either after the game or on Tuesday. But my God, like, is it heresy or is it like out of line for him to say that the offensive line needs to be better? That's the thing I'm most disappointed in right now. Football Outsiders, which tracks things that you can't always put a number on, right now has the Steelers offensive line rated as the second worst run blocking unit in the NFL. The only team worse is Miami. I mean, come on. They can't pick up a third and short to save their lives, Arthur. And that's because the offensive coordinator doesn't trust his offensive linemen to block worth a damn.
Yeah, you're right, man. They have been struggling mightily in terms of the running game. They've been really good in pass protection.
Yep.
But, I mean, well, even last game they did struggle at some points.
But that's the first time in a while we've seen them really...
Very true. But from a running standpoint...
Struggle there.
From a running standpoint... Granted, this year they're facing a lot of heavier boxes. We talked about that before in terms of the receivers not drawing the attention they need to draw to ultimately make it a more favorable situation. Obviously, the health of the running backs has played a role as well when you're talking about no James Conner for multiple games, your lead back being Jalen Samuels or Trey Edmonds, and Jalen Samuels has missed time as well. No Benny Snow right now, obviously with the knee injury. So it's a lot of factors that have played into it. So
you haven't brought Munchak's name up yet.
True, but... Even with no Munchak, I felt like we still had the expectation that this O-line was going to be a lot better.
Yep.
Just because of the talent that's in that room, the money that's in that room as well.
But so why isn't it? I mean, the other factors that you brought up are accurate, but I also don't want to give the line a pass. I don't want to give them an excuse.
I'm not giving them an excuse, but I think it's almost too easy to just say, oh, the O-line needs to play better because it's not just on them. In fact, I would put it more on receivers and running backs having to play better than just being on the offensive line because they're outnumbered every time right now because of the lack of productivity from the receivers group. So anytime they're lining up out there, it's going to be 5-1-7, 5-1-8. That's what they're facing on a play-in and play-out basis. So they're already behind the eight ball. Then you're asking running backs who might not have the physical abilities to make multiple guys miss do something that they're probably not capable of doing. So to just put all of that on them, I feel like is, I don't know, I just don't think that's the right course of action in that regard.
Okay. All right, well, that kind of didn't really calm me down, but I guess I I get it.
Now, it's different if we have a receiver out there that's drawing to every play. That's different because then you have a more favorable box. Without a doubt, I want to see more movement. But until we get that, what do you expect? If I'm playing defense against this—
You're not exactly painting the Mona Lisa over there. That's not a pretty picture.
It's not. But is this offense a pretty picture right now?
No.
And that's how you have to be about it. But you can't just say, put it on the offensive line. That's the easiest group to point out right now because it's more than just—
Because they're vets and they're making money and they're all pros, right?
Well, all I'm going to say is this. Out of all the things that need to be corrected on offense, where would you rank the offensive line in terms of, oh, man, they are the absolute worst group on this offensive team? No. Are you going quarterback, receivers, running backs,
tight
ends?
No, you're right
about
that. But I also have the highest expectations right now for that group.
Oh, I do as well. But come on, man. They are slighted very badly right now. It's nothing in their favor because of the help or the lack thereof from these other position groups.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.